And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. My name is Al Gordon, and I am so excited to be here today. We're kicking off our brand new Lifestyles Unlimited radio network. Now, that doesn't mean that you've changed the dial on your radio. It doesn't mean you've gone to a different place to get the podcast. What it means is that Lifestyles Unlimited has upped its game. Just like we have done for the past 32 years, we are taking everything that we do to the next level. And with radio broadcasting, we've decided we're going to do that too. Here's why. You deserve to hear the information that nobody else will tell you. I'm serious about that. I know there's a lot of other real estate radio shows out there. I know there's a lot of people that do podcasts that are trying to tell you how to invest, trying to help you understand that maybe what you're doing currently is not going to work for you in the future. That's okay. It's totally okay. But here's the problem. Not all the information that you receive is great information. Additionally, some of that information that you receive is going to take you down a road that you think you're going down correctly, only to find as you get farther down that road, you're not getting the results that you're looking for. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the concept of wholesaling. Do you know what wholesaling is? Wholesaling is described as investment. It's described as investment, but it's not. It's not investment. What it is, it's trading contracts. That's exactly what you're doing. See, what a wholesaler does is they look for people that are having problems selling their home, or they think they can't sell their home because their home maybe is in such a state of disrepair, or there's some kind of issue going on with the property that they either tried to sell it conventionally through a real estate company and couldn't, or they couldn't get their price or whatever. So they get discouraged and they start reading the newspaper, or they start looking online, or they start driving around their neighborhood and they see these little bandit signs. You know what bandit signs are, right? Those are these little signs that people put into the ground by your local gas station, say 322 worth X amount of dollars, buy for blah. Okay, those are bandit signs. What that's trying to do is get you to call a phone number so that the wholesaler on the other side of the phone will talk to you. And what that wholesaler wants to do is they want to get to your property and they want to promise you that they can get a certain price for you. Now, wholesalers, if they're good at what they do, they understand the values of property based on certain conditions because they do have some experience doing this stuff. So what they'll do is they'll have that individual go under contract and they'll promise to close in a certain period of time. Maybe it's 2 weeks, maybe it's 3 weeks, maybe it's 10 days. I don't know what whatever the deal is. And then once they get that contract signed, they have no intention of closing on that property. No intention at all. They have zero desire to own that physical asset. What they choose to do is take the paper that gives them the ability to acquire that asset and they trade that paper to somebody else. Maybe it's somebody like me who's an actual investor that will actually buy the asset. Did you notice what I just said there? I was talking about assets. Paper, unless you own a paper company or lumber, it's not really an asset. It's something that you can trade. It's kind of like a stock, right? You can trade that to somebody else, or you can sell it to somebody else, because that's exactly what they do. A wholesaler puts a premium onto whatever price they agreed with the owner of that property. They add a premium to that price. And somebody like me, who's an actual investor, would come in and say, okay, fine, let's buy this thing. So the wholesaler essentially assigned that contract to me. I'm the guy that would go in and actually buy that asset. See, that contract's not an asset. That contract doesn't do anything for me other than give me the opportunity to buy. All that contract really does for me is it saves me a lot of time and effort trying to find that asset myself. I'm willing to pay a premium to somebody that's willing to go out and do all of that legwork that I don't want to do. All of that legwork. Yeah, again, there's another word you need to be cognizant of. All of that legwork. See, wholesaling is a job. It is a job. You will be as effective as you can be based on the amount of time that you put into that job. Yeah. Now think about it. Where are you going to find the distressed properties? Okay. It's going to take you some time to do that. Now you can't go to the multiple listings. Well, you might be able. Now, actually you can't. Because anything in the multiple listing service is already contracted for sale through a real estate company. That's right. They have usually an exclusive right to sell, meaning that wholesaler can't come in and take them out. They can't because there's already a contract in place. So all that wholesaler can do is try and flip that contract. And if they don't know what they're doing, if they try and overprice that asset, or if they try and get greedy, some wholesalers try and get greedy. They try and put big, big premiums on these contracts because at the end of the day, they don't have a fiduciary obligation to the owner of that property. You understand that, right? Well, what is fiduciary? Fiduciary is a dedicated right to do everything in your power to protect your client. Yeah, your client, not your customer, your client. I know I'm getting all these crazy legal terms and stuff, but this stuff is important. Okay, wholesaling, it's not investing, but it's an opportunity to get property. As a matter of fact, when we come back from the break, why don't we kick it up a notch and talk about interest rates? Let's do that.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues in moments. Kirby tells Dell about his experience as a member and apartment owner.
Started out as a passive.
Yes.
And then one day the light bulb went on. Hey, why don't I do this?
Yeah. I was sitting at home. I'm like, when you're 33 years old and you're retired, and yeah.
You got to get that? Yeah, I'm 33. I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
I really didn't. There was one week I went
on. Doesn't life suck?
And it seems unbelievable to me when I think about my history. But it's really simple. I joined Lifestyles. I've taken the two-day class a half a dozen times. I network with other Lifestyles members, leads. I do what Lifestyles teaches. I'm on my properties. I invest a lot of our personal funds in the properties, and it has just created unbelievable results. And it's completely improved my life.
Ready for your unbelievable results? Start with a free workshop just like Kirby. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Back to your map to financial freedom. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hey, welcome back to the show. In the last segment, I was telling you about wholesaling, and I was telling you that there are people out there that would try and convince you that wholesaling is investing, and it's not. It's not, because there's really no asset involved. All you're doing is trading paper. Yeah, you don't get depreciation on paper. You don't get all the benefits that you receive when you actually own a physical asset of real estate. You don't get these things with the paper. All you get is the opportunity to sell a contract, maybe make a couple thousand dollars, unless you're a real greedy wholesaler, maybe make $20,000 or $30,000, which I think that's very egregious. I think that's usury, but they don't have any fiduciary obligation to the person that they entered into the business agreement with. They may not even have told them that they intend to sell that contract. They may have just said, hey, Bubba, here's the deal. I can get you X amount of dollars for your house. And Bubba's thinking, wow, that's like $5,000 more than I thought I could get. What do I need to do to get this? Hey, Bubba, all you got to do is sign this contract right here. And this contract says, you know, Joe Blow, the wholesaler, Joe Blow is buying the property from Bubba. He has the right to buy the property or assign the contract. It's in the contract. Bubba maybe didn't read the contract. And if he did read the contract, maybe he's not even aware. And even if he's not even aware, Bubba's thinking, I'm going to get $5,000 more for my house than I thought it was worth. And this guy says he can get me my money in like 2 weeks. Wow. This is way better than the experience I had when I had that real estate agent that was trying to sell my house, and I put it on the market for 90 days, and I'd get a couple people that would look. I got no offers, and then we extended for another 90 days, and I got the same result. Okay, so I'm not putting down wholesalers. I'm not, because wholesalers provide me a great source of potential properties. You heard me correctly. It's a great source of potential properties. I have connections with wholesalers. I do. I've made relationships with wholesalers. And wholesalers, when they get a deal, they send it to me. They give me the opportunity to take a look at the deal and buy the deal. And if the deal doesn't work for me, I pass. It's that simple. If the wholesaler is greedy and they want a huge fee in relation to what the property is worth, I usually pass on those two because those are not necessarily people I want to do business with. Those are greedy, greedy individuals. Oh, and by the way, that massive fee that they're tacking onto that, that's actually going to impact my ability to capture equity in the property. That's correct. Because when I'm buying single family properties, what I'm looking for is not the best of the best in the marketplace. I am not looking for something that is all polished and clean and great. And when I walk in, I go, wow, I could live here. That's not my target for my asset. My target for my asset is something that has been worn down, something that has been worn out over time. Somebody that maybe bought a house 30 or 40 years ago, and they lived in that house their entire life. And then maybe they passed away in that home, and their heirs took possession of the property. Now, their heirs, maybe it's two or three kids, and none of them can agree that they want to live in that property. None of them can agree to anything other than we just need to dispose of the asset, get the money out of it, and then we'll go our separate ways. Okay. So people like that would potentially look to a real estate agent to sell, but the real estate agent would say, hey, here's the deal. It's going to take you some time to do this and some things, yada, yada, yada. And in the same breath, they may also talk to a wholesaler that comes in with a completely different scenario. I could pay all cash, quick closing. I mean, that's not what a realtor tells you, right? No, a realtor tells you, we have to sit down, we have to market your property, we have to do a market analysis, we have to determine what the property is worth in the market, we have to get it on the market, we have to determine if we're priced right, we're going to get offers, especially in this market, we'll get offers right away, right? But if we're not priced right, we won't get offers, okay? So it may take some time. But then you get these wholesalers coming in going, dude, all cash, close in 14 days. And, you know, these heirs might be going, we just want to get rid of this thing. We're not looking to get top of the market. We just want this thing to go away because the three of us don't want to own it together. We can't agree on what to do with it. So it's time for us to just take our portions and move on. So now the wholesaler steps in, and because the family, Bubba, is running the family, he's the spokesperson for the three, shall we say, he likes what the wholesaler says. He says, bro, if you can get this done, I'll give you 14 days to get that done. Yeah. And then I don't have to worry about anything. You know, I just get the property sold, right? All right. So I received information from a wholesaler. I did. And they gave me an opportunity to buy a property. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-car garage home. It was built in 1940. So you got to remember, 1940, they had different building standards. So I'm aware of what type of building standards were in play in the 1940s. It gives me an idea of what needs to be done to remedy that property. And when the property is renovated, it's actually in this particular marketplace, there are similar homes that are available in this neighborhood for rental. And here's the key thing. The properties that do the best in this neighborhood for rental price happen to be four-bedroom, two-bath properties. Now, this property that I'm looking at is a three-bedroom, two-bath with a one-car garage. So you know what I'm going to do? The garage is going to go. The garage doesn't provide me enough utility in the form of being able to charge a higher rent. And if people are really looking for four bedrooms and they don't care if they have a garage to put their stuff in or their car in, a four bedroom is the way to go. And this property is very, very distressed. And here's why I know it's very, very distressed. First of all, I got pictures. Okay, so I know this thing is, wow, it's got some issues. And, oh, there was a fire in the property too. Yeah, so I'm going to have to do with fire remediation. Oh yeah, this thing is this. All right, the best way for me to describe this property is Black Hawk Down. Yeah, just think of a war scene. Yeah, a property sitting in the middle of a war scene, and that's kind of what this thing looks like. Yeah, the whole roof's not there. Oh yeah, it's jacked up. Nobody wants this thing. It's jacked up, but the wholesaler got somebody to say they would sell it, and he's gonna add a premium onto this thing. And I'll tell you what, this is kind of an interesting deal. And now I know I said I was going to talk about interest rates, and we're going to get to that. But before we get to that, let me tell you about this deal I'm analyzing. Because this thing, when it's converted to a four-bedroom, two-bath, will be worth $273,000 in the marketplace. I can buy it for $35,000. That includes the $5,000 that's going to the wholesaler. This is looking like a sweet deal. We come back from the break, I'm going to break down all the numbers, and I'm going to tell you the interest rate issue.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Woman came up to me a couple years ago. She goes, you know, Dell, this retirement stuff's great and everything, but I got a problem. I go, what's that? She goes, I married my husband for good, bad, ugly for the rest of our life, better or worse, but not to have him at home with me every day. Get him out of here.
Sound like a problem you'd want? Learn how to retire in 5 years or less. Go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Hey, why don't we just work on changing your life? And that's what we're going to get into in this segment. Because what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to break down this opportunity that was presented to me by a wholesaler. This is a property that's in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I don't live in Tennessee. I live in Texas. Some of you are thinking, well, why are you buying property in Tennessee if you live in Texas? And the short answer is because I know how to. That I mean, and I don't mean to be flippant. I mean, it kind of sounded flippant, didn't it? I didn't mean to be that way. I'm just telling you that I understand what I'm doing. Now, at one point in my life, I really didn't. I thought I did, but I really didn't. And when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and I went through the educational program, I realized just how much I didn't know. But that was actually good for me because it allowed me to go back and fix many mistakes that I had made when I bought real estate as a younger man. As a matter of fact, it spearheaded where I'm at today. It's amazing what happens to you when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Whether you own property or you don't own property, it doesn't matter. Let's get into this deal, though. So this property, when converted to a four-bedroom, two-bath, is the best asset for that neighborhood. As a matter of fact, it provides the best rental price in that neighborhood. And that's important because that rental price is what dictates our income streams. Now, remember, we're buying an asset. So because we're buying an asset, we want to make sure that we have an income stream. Most of the things that you're probably invested in don't pay you every month or every quarter. And if they do, it goes into that retirement fund. You don't get to touch that money. You don't get to decide what to do with that money. The government decides that for you. You agreed to that when you signed up for those plans. I'm just telling you. It was in that real fine print, right next to the part where they tell you if you try and touch the money before 59 and a half, they're going to penalize you 10% of whatever you take out. Yeah, I know. So you should not do anything the government tells you to do with regards to investment, because that is the slow way to retirement, and there's a poison pill at the back end. Trust me, it's there. Try living off a bucket of money and having no idea what's going on in the economy, because right now we're looking at what, a 17% inflation rate projected for 2022, a 17% inflation rate. Imagine what that's doing to retirees right now that are living off a bucket of money. It's not good. It is not good at all. All right, so let's get back into this asset. I can buy this asset for $35,000. As I explained to you, this thing is a wreck. It is a train wreck. It kind of looks like a train might have gone through it, at least one part of it. No, what happened was there was a fire in the property. The property was damaged. Based on what the wholesaler said, looks like it's about 40 to 45% of fire damage. There's additional smoke damage. So there's a lot of things that have to be done to this property to bring it back to its vigor, the vigor that it had in 1940 when it was built. And I also have to realize that the systems in that property are 1940s vintage systems. What am I talking about with systems? Well, things like the electrical, things like the plumbing. Yeah, those types of systems that are in that property are 1940s vintage. Now, there might be more current stuff at that property, like, oh, you know, maybe there's fiber at the property. That didn't exist in 1940, right? Okay, so that was an add-on. Okay, but these are the systems that are in the property. Does that make sense? Okay, so rehabbing this thing. Well, I'll tell you what, I actually took a little longer than my normal 3 to 5 minutes to do the rehab on this because, well, there's a lot of things that have to be addressed. And the number I came up with while working with a member of my team, who just happens to be a general contractor, we came up with a number of about $227,000 to fix this property up. You heard me correctly. It's going to take $227,000 to fix this property up. Now, I'm also going to have closing and holding costs because I'm going to do two escrows, because I'm going to do hard money to buy this thing, because I'm not going to take a big chunk of money out of my own personal pocket to buy this property. That would be stupid. I mean, that would cost me $173,000 to do this deal if I did it just straight conventional and paid for all the repairs out of my pocket. And that's a dumb way to do it. It's a dumb way to do it because I know by using my hard money assets that I have available to me, because I have a member of my team that provides me hard money when I need it, I know that I can actually do this entire deal. Are you ready for it? For $1,000 cash out of pocket. Was that a mic drop moment or not? Totally was a mic drop moment. So why do you think I can do this for like $1,000 cash out of pocket? Well, it's very simple. Because the price to acquire this property is very low. The cost to rehab this property is pretty high. It's pretty high. But based on what I think I can do with this property, even though I've got my rehab number really high, I think it's pretty high. Actually, I know it's high. I actually buffered it up because I was trying to see if I could wreck the deal. I really was. I was trying to see if I could wreck the deal. And I can't. I can't. Because if I can buy this property for, say, $35,000, and it's going to take $227,000 to do the rehab, you know, at the end of the day, that's a lot of money. But my hard money guy, he's got my back. He has my back. because he's going to loan me a lot of money to acquire this property. Not only will I acquire the property with the money he loans me, I'm going to take care of almost all of the repairs. Now, I told you I was trying to wreck this deal. I really was. So my rehab numbers when I first went over them were at 227. They really were. They were pretty high up there. And when I sat down and I talked with my general contractor, we fine-tuned a few things. What we realized was that in this particular neighborhood, there were certain things, certain materials that we could put into this house that cost less, not only for the material, but for the cost of installation. See, labor is expensive. It's very expensive. So there are certain materials that you can put into a property. Like flooring, for instance, right? It's a lot faster to put in, say, vinyl plank flooring than it is to lay tile. And vinyl plank flooring, the material is cheaper than tile. Well, at least it was the other day when I was at the flooring store. So we originally thought we had to put tile in this property. As we did a little more analysis, we realized, no, we don't. No, actually, a very nice vinyl plank floor would do very well in this home. It would give the accents that we want. Because remember, I'm not creating a property that I'm going to live in. I'm not creating a property that I plan to sell. I'm creating a property that I plan to put back into service as clean, functional workforce housing for a demographic of people that scream for it. Because when you think about what people are looking at in the marketplace, when you see what they're looking at, you realize that there's a lot of property out there that just doesn't look very nice. Or even if they fixed it up, it's not clean. It doesn't sparkle. Well, people notice that. They totally notice that. Okay. The other thing they notice is, okay, they may not care whether I have tile or vinyl plank in the house. What they care about is, how does it look? How does it make the house feel? Because remember, these people are going to be living in this property. I'm not going to live in this property. I'm probably never going to step foot in this property if I pull the trigger. And I think I'm going to pull the trigger. Because when you think about $1,000 cash out of pocket, that's actually pretty incredible. It's actually pretty incredible. Okay, so what I think my true rehab costs are going to be are not really $227,000. After fine-tuning some of this stuff with my general contractor, we're down closer to like $191,000. And in keeping that price point there, that's how I'm able to get into this property for only $1,000, because I'm doing this within the limits that my hard money lender is providing. Stick around for more.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Well, one thing it has meant for us, and we have to compliment you, you've given us our time back. And I say our time because we got married 33 years ago, and we got married in July. Do you know why? Well, that was before I met Lifestyles. I used to work for Ford Motor Company. And with Ford Motor Company, I was in the automotive division. They have shut down during July, the first 2 weeks of July.
So you had to wait for a shutdown to get married?
Yes.
He actually
That's dedication there.
He made me change our wedding date. It was supposed to be June 15th, and I changed.
Wow, that's amazing.
So if I had been in Lifestyle, I could have gotten married when I wanted to.
And the ring would have been bigger.
Thank you. Ready to get your time back like Vivian and Cornell? Register for the free online workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to the show. Hey, we're in the last segment, and I still got a lot of information to share with you. As a matter of fact, we're going to talk about how interest rates might affect this deal too. I think that's very important to point out, because that's like the big talk out there, right? Interest rates are right through the roof, right? Okay, I've heard that too. Totally heard it. Let's get back to this deal, though. So once I sat down with my contractor and we refined, you know, what we really think it's going to take to do this deal. And once we took a look at some of the materials that I had thought I needed to put into the property based on some comps that I had pulled, because my general contractor knows more about that area and he knows more about some of the finishes in that area, because, well, that's exactly what he does. He said, no, man, we'll save some money here. We'll save some money here. We don't have to do this thing over here because it's not going to make you any money. We can get your cost down to $191,000. Now, that was music to my ears, and here's why. My hard money guy will readily, day in, day out, loan me 70% of the after repair value of a property because he knows that my business model is solid. He knows that if I go after this asset, I'm going to take this asset down. I'm going to rehab the asset. I'm going to bring it back to its glory days, or at least to the glory days that's appropriate for the neighborhood today. I'm going to find a great person to enter into a lease contract with me. They're going to live in that property for an entire year. And when the year is up, we're going to make a decision as to whether they choose to stay or whether they choose to go. And if they choose to go, that's fine. I'll get the property ready for the next person. If they choose to stay, not a problem. I might have to increase their rent just because the cost of doing business goes up. It does. Or maybe I don't. We'll figure that out in a year. But let me get back to my hard money guy, because that hard money guy is not going to be there in a year. That hard money guy is going to be gone once I get that lease in place. And now I'm going to go to another member of my team, my conventional lender, who knows my business model because I've done business with him, who knows my hard money lender because they work with each other. So this is a perfect triangle of everything working smoothly. The conventional loan comes in. It cures the hard money loan. The hard money loan is gone. And now I'm in long-term financing. This is where the interest rate thing gets interesting. Okay, I'm not ready for the interest rate. You just keep that on the back burner. So this property, based on the analysis that I did, indicates to me, based on what I can get for rents, what the market's doing, I can get a cash flow of about $1,008. $1,008 per month on this particular house. That is an incredibly big cash flow. I mean, usually I'm looking at properties that can produce cash flow for me of about 400. 400 is that sweet spot that I look for. But this particular property is giving me the potential for over $1,000 a month. Now, I will tell you that when I ran my numbers on this particular asset, I ran my numbers at 3.75%. That's the cost for the money that I borrowed last time I did a conventional loan. 3.75% was the interest rate. Now, we're all aware that the economy's getting all wonky, right? Inflation's a little out of control. I mentioned that earlier in the show. We talked a little bit about the fact that interest rates are adjusting, are they not? I mean, I think it's kind of silly the way all this stuff works. You know, the Fed decided that it needed to resolve the fact that the economy is out of control, that inflation is going up. So one of the ways the Fed decided to do that was they said, well, we're just going to start raising interest rates. Now, those interest rates are not the interest rates you and I utilize when we borrow money. No, that is the cost of money to the people that essentially loan the money to us. Yeah. So what we pay is we pay a premium on that, kind of like the wholesalers, right? We pay a premium on that so that those lenders can stay in business and they can have a livelihood and they can loan us the money. That's the way it works. Now, the people that kind of recommend the interest rate changes, I don't really know who they are. I really don't know who sets that stuff. Maybe I had to do a little more research. To be honest with you, I've never been that interested in knowing. All I care about is, what is the market going to do? And according to Forbes, Forbes says that the 30-year fixed interest rate, that's the kind of mortgage that I put on my properties, 30-year fixed interest. If I could get a 40-year fixed interest, I would do it, trust me. But I can't find them. Everybody wants to do 30 or less. Okay, so they say that the mortgage rate is going to vary from like 4.8% to 5.5% by the end of 2022. Well, I just told you that I was used to paying 3.75% for my money, right? But the Mortgage Bankers Association, they're saying mortgage rates are expected to end 2022 at 4.8%. Oh, and then they say to decline gradually to 4.6 by 2024 as spreads narrow. NAR's June says, all in all, the 30-year fixed mortgage rate is likely to hit 5.3 to 5.5 by the end of the year. Some consumers may opt for, we don't care about ARMs. Okay, this guy, Zillow, they got a guy from Zillow, Matthew Speakman, a senior economist at Zillow. He says, competing dynamics suggest that there will be little reason for mortgage rates to decline anytime soon. Okay, so what is this all telling you? The rates are going up. I had a conversation with my mortgage broker on Thursday. He came to the case study in Austin. I go, what's going on with rates? He goes, dude, it's stupid out there. The Fed raised like a quarter, and then everybody in the market, they got all panicky because they said, well, they're going to do six more raises, so we might as well just get ahead of it. So they're pushing rates up. Yeah, he said that our interest rates right now for our money on the single family side as investors, it's like 5.75. So it's representing an increase of a lot. So what does that really mean? What does that really mean? How does that affect our bottom line? All right, let's break it down for you. So your principal and interest payment on the note that you would take out on this property, okay, because what you're going to do is you're going to take a 75% loan to value against the after repair value. You're going to have a principal and interest payment of $952. $952. See, I factor that into all of your costs, and I wind up with a cash flow of $1,008. Oh, by the way, I got to tell you, the rate of return just on doing this property is like ridiculously huge. It's the percentage is it's 1,210%. That's my rate of return. See, if I only put $1,000 into a property and it's paying me $12,000 a year in cash flow, because that's what over $1,000 a month in cash flow represents, I'm getting a 1,210% return just on the cash flow. Just on the cash flow. Now, knowing that my money just cost me two more points. I know it because my mortgage figure said, dude, that's what money costs. All right. So I went back and I reevaluated the deal based on the fact the interest rate went up. And here's my result. The increase of 2 points on this particular deal based on the fact I'm going to borrow 75% of $273,000. Well, my interest cost just went up $248. It did. Meaning my cash flow, well, it's going to drop. It's going to drop from $1,008 down to $760 a month. Yeah, I'm going to make $248 less because the markets are charging more for money. I got to pay more for the money. It's just the way it is. So how does that affect my bottom line? Well, instead of making $12,000 a year on this property in the cash flow, I'm only going to make about $9,120. Instead of getting 1,210% return on investment, I'm only going to get 912% return on investment. What do you think I'm going to do with this deal? Do you think I'm going to walk away? Oh, heavens no. Heavens no. And here's why. I told you, most of the deals I analyze, I'm looking for a sweet spot of $400 a month. Even with paying more in interest on this property, I'm going to get almost twice as much. Now, I don't necessarily think this neighborhood in Chattanooga, Tennessee is going to appreciate the way I've seen my properties in Texas appreciate. But you know what? 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I didn't think the properties in Texas were going to appreciate much at all because that's what the market was doing. But look what the market does now. The market does exactly what the market does. And as long as we understand what the market is doing, We can capitalize on it. We can capitalize with real estate. I just proved to you I'm going to buy this thing. I need to buy this thing. I would be a fool not to buy this thing because this thing is providing me everything that I want in an asset class. It's everything that I want. And it only cost me $1,000 to do this thing. I'm serious as a heart attack. I'm serious. You need to be doing what I am doing because this is how you change your life. This is how you get from where you are now to where you're trying to get to. One single asset is where you have to start. You start with one, and then from there, the sky's the limit. I'll tell you what, the big voice is going to tell you in a moment how to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, and you need to heed his advice.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.